Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. James Khan, Director, Division on Investment and Enterprises. Mr. Mark Snyder, Chief Executive Officer of Nestle. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, specially invited guests, ladies and gentlemen. Please allow me the opportunity to express my sincere appreciation to the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development for extending an invitation to Trinidad and Tobago to participate in the Ambassador's Roundtable. In 2012, Trinidad and Tobago established a national investment promotion agency called InvestCity, with the understanding of the important role of the government in promoting foreign direct investment. For Trinidad and Tobago, the focus has been on agriculture and agro-processing, fishing and fish processing, aviation services, creative industries, and maritime and software designs. InvestCity partners with our embassies, high commissions, to promote foreign direct investment in Trinidad and Tobago. InvestCity has been awarded UNCTAD's Investment Promotion Award for excellence in promoting FDI for sustainable development in 2014. More recently, in 2019, InvestCity was awarded the Site Selection Magazine Top Investment Promotion Agency in Central America and the Caribbean. The government of Trinidad and Tobago has given an international commitment for the establishment of a legislative framework of special economic zones by this year. A special economic zones policy was approved by Cabinet in 2017. The National Development Strategy of Trinidad and Tobago, 2016 to 2030. The Vision NDS aims to provide a broad socio-economic development and is intended to provide for an orderly, long-term development process inclusive of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. As permanent representatives, we recognize that in order to achieve these SDGs, we must unlock the level of financing that would facilitate progress towards our identified targets. Accessing the level of financing required is no easy task. UNCTAD estimates the gap in financing to achieve the SDGs at $2.5 trillion per year. It is said that the financial assets of the world are sufficient to meet the financing needs of the 2030 development agenda. But the challenge is how to channel them into SDG sectors. I believe there's a critical leadership role for us as permanent representatives in Geneva in attracting some of the global finances urgently needed in partnership with our investment promotion agencies. Some of us come from a private sector background, like myself, and understand the nuances of that world. While not easy to navigate, the private sector is needed for SDG financing. There can be training at various levels throughout missions in Geneva to ensure that our actions, while in line with mandates from our capital, are designed to optimize on our presence in Geneva and promote investment opportunities, particularly in areas of interest to us, which may be seen as risky for investors. It is important to have the skill sets to engage with private sector to attract financing, but it is critically important for us as permanent representatives to have reliable access to private sector entities. It would be productive for us as permanent representatives to meet regularly to strategize on ways we can optimize our actions and promote Geneva as a global SDG implementation hub. Ideally, we can share best practices from our capitals and other jurisdictions, particularly New York. The international organizations in Geneva have a role to play in the process of cultivating a climate for Geneva to engage on an ongoing basis with the private sector. Events such as these, where both ambassadors and private sector executives interact, should continue, thereby allowing us to spearhead the role of Geneva as a global SDG implementation hub. I thank you.